Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people and faithful brothers in Christ who are at Colossae. May grace be to you and peace from God our Father. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we always pray for you. We have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all God's holy people. Because of the hope reserved for you in heaven, which you heard about in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you in the same way this gospel is bearing fruit and is growing in all the world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. This is the gospel as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf. Epaphras has made known to us your love in the Spirit. Because of this love, from the day we heard this, we have not stopped praying for you. We pray that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you will walk in a manner that is worthy of the Lord and that pleases him in every way, by bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God, by being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and by joyfully giving thanks to the Father who made you able to have a share in the inheritance of God's holy people in light. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, those in the heavens and those on the earth, the visible and the invisible things, whether thrones or dominions or governments or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so he has first place among all things. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in the Son, and through the Son to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, whether things on earth or things in heaven. At one time you also were alienated and hostile in mind and in evil deeds. But now he has reconciled you by his physical body through death to present you holy, blameless, and above accusation before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, established and firm, not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which was proclaimed to every person created under heaven. This is the gospel of which I, Paul, became a servant. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is lacking of the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. It is of this church that I am a servant, according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. This is the mystery that was hidden for ages and for generations, but now has been revealed to God's holy people. It is to them that God wanted to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, warning every person and teaching every person with all wisdom, so that we may present every person mature in Christ. For this I labor and strive according to his energy that is at work in me in power.